Let me now formally introduce our panel of experts, the best in the business as far as I'm concerned. The first is Amy Dembski, who's a senior government relations director at Aaron Fox. Amy represents hospitals, health systems, nonprofits, patients groups, device and pharmaceutical manufacturers, and other healthcare organizations before Congress and federal agencies. She advises clients about Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement, coverage, electronic health records, and a host of other issues. She served on the legislative and budget team at CMS during the passage of the Balanced Budget Act of 1997. Among other things she has done, including help to formulate a variety of Medicaid programs. Laura Hainan has been the Director of Government Relations for NASTAD, the National Alliance of State and Territorial AIDS Directors, for the past 10 years. NASTAD, as you may know, represents the chief HIV-AIDS program administrators who are responsible for managing federal and state-funded HIV-AIDS prevention, care, and treatment services in every state and territory in the union. Laura's primary responsibility is to oversee policy development, federal lobbying, appropriations and legislation related to HIV-AIDS, viral hepatitis prevention, care, and treatment issues. She has a leadership role in a number of different coalitions, including the Federal AIDS Policy Partnership, HIV Care AIDS Working Group, ADAP Working Group, Hepatitis Appropriations Partnership, and several others. Laura is a very busy lady. Ernest Hopkins is the legislative director for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and the chair of the CARE Coalition. Ernest has been involved in the CARE Coalition since 1994, when he was appointed chair of the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Regional HIV Health Services Planning Council. He is an appointed member of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Health Resources and Services Administration Advisory Committee on HIV/AIDS and STD Prevention and Treatment, and a founding member and vice chair of the National Black Gay Men's Advocacy Coalition. He also serves on the board of the National AIDS Housing Coalition and convening group of the Federal AIDS Policy Partnership, or FAP. Carol Treston. Carol is the executive director of AIDS Alliance for Children, Youth, and Families, an organization that provides training and technical assistance to programs serving women, youth, children, and families affected by HIV/AIDS in the U.S., and advocates for public policies that benefit them. She is an RN who in 1988 developed one of the first comprehensive family-centered HIV/AIDS programs in the country, leading the way for Part D programs under Ryan White as a precursor to the essential medical home model of care. And finally, Andrea Weddle. Andrea has been the executive director of HIVMA, the HIV Medicine Association, an organization representing frontline HIV medical providers and researchers since September of 2008. She served as the associate director of the association for 6 years. She devotes much of her time to advancing HIVMA's public policy and advocacy priorities, which include improving access to health care for people with HIV/AIDS, addressing HIV medical workforce issues, and promoting public policies grounded in good science. We are very, very lucky to have such an array of talent here. Please help me welcome the coalition, Carol Treston from AIDS Alliance, Andrea Weddle from HIVMA, and again, I'll introduce them in more detail in just a moment. Let me first say a few words about the ground rules for our dialogue tonight. After I introduce the panelists, I'm going to launch into a series of questions about Ryan White and healthcare reform for them to answer. We will continue with my questioning of the panelists for about an hour, which will leave plenty of time for questions for the audience after that, about a half an hour or so. We've stationed microphones in the audience to facilitate the asking of those questions. Because our topics are complex and our time is limited, I'm going to try to enforce strict controls on time so that we can cover as much ground as possible, and then, of course, have plenty of time for refreshments and schmoozing after the program. I also want to let everyone know, particularly those who are going to ask questions, that this session is being recorded and will be posted on the CARE website, www.careCAEAR.org.